Okay, great. So we're recording now. Before we get to our class, just some housekeeping things. You know, different people are in different places in terms of RCIA and just maybe a review of the faith for some. Others really may know now that they want to come into the church, and others still, you know, deciding. But just ask you, you know, pray and really just ask the Lord, you know, what he's asking and what does he want. If you can, you know, if you're thinking, well, this could be possible for me, I may not be sure, just to fill out one of our applications. And for sure, if you want to come in, you want to fill out one of the applications in the folders we have. If you need one, I can get one for you. So that'll be good, because also in there will be some information about sponsors and godparents. And so if you're looking to be baptized, you'll need a godparent. And what's that? Well, from ancient times, Christians have had someone accompanying them, walking with them in the walk with Christ, to show them the way, to show them the way to Christ. And there are certain requirements to be a godparent. So they have been already fully initiated into the faith, having received their sacraments, and live a life of faith and be of a certain age. So have a look in your packets for that and fill out the application, and that'll be good. And coming up on November 7th, on our calendar, our RCIA calendar, in our packets, there's this Sunday, November 7th, so that would be 2 weeks from now. We have what's called the rite of acceptance, and it's just the church saying that, well, we accept you into the order of the catechumens. And it's a very short rite that takes place during Mass, and I'll kind of read it to you after the homily, after the sermon. The priest says, you know, dear friends, welcome here, and those that haven't been baptized would stand and say, what do you ask of God? I would ask them, what do you ask of God's church? And you will say, faith. And then I'll ask, what does faith offer you? And you would say, eternal life. For those that already are baptized, we would ask, what do you ask of God's church? And it's just, you say, to be accepted as a candidate for catechetical instruction leading to the reception to the full communion of the Catholic Church. And what does this period of formation offer you? And you would say, a fuller sharing in the life of Christ, of the Church. And so good. And then I would sign you on the on the forehead with the sign of the cross. I would say your name, so-and-so, receive the cross on your forehead and learn to know him and follow him. And you would say, amen. So it's not a long rite, but it's just that it's kind of a formal way of saying you're an RCIA, but you're already here. So it's just kind of a public way. It's nice for the people of the church to see it, that this is young, you know, these are people that are interested in the Catholic faith. And it doesn't mean that you're eventually going to become Catholic or you're going to be baptized. It's just no commitment, you know, there's no, at this, you know, up until the moment you're baptized, you're not baptized, or up until the moment you're confirmed, you're not confirmed. So 100% freedom, but there's a little right here, and it's nice, and I think it's good for people. And so maybe next week we can talk about that a little bit more. So yeah, very good. Yes. Thank you, Mike. That's excellent. So eventually, for sponsors and godparents, so a candidate, if you've already been baptized and you're going to be confirmed at Easter, then you'll also need a sponsor. They have similar roles. They're a little different than godparents, but similar role. And, you know, if your sponsor's from, like, another parish, then they'll need to provide some some evidence of from their pastor that they're living a life of faith and having received themselves the sacraments. So a little bit of paperwork to do that, and we might want to start looking at that soon, just to kind of make sure all the things are there for us. But and then if you haven't had an individual meeting with me, please sign up. I'm meeting with everyone individual and just to see where we're at and see where you guys are at, and so just to talk. And so I've got a time available November 1st and can meet you all then, 6:30 p.m. So let me know if you haven't signed up, you want to meet then. And I'll make some other times available too. So if you've already met, then you've already met, so no need to. Good. And then soon I'm going to submit your names to our Adoration Guardians. So this is a ministry we have in our church of men and women who sign up to pray an hour a day on Monday to Monday night. That's where I just was before I came here. On Wednesday afternoon, and then Friday morning to Saturday morning, 24 hours. We have about 40 hours of Eucharistic adoration. We're going to talk about the Eucharist. That's the subject tonight. And it's really the core of the parish, because it's the core of our faith. And so these people that go and they sign up for this ministry, they pray for an hour. And so we give them your name, and they'll pray for you every hour that they're watching in adoration. The rule with adoration is you always got to have somebody there. So there's always somebody there. And so just that, you'll have somebody praying for you in the parish. And they'll be praying for you and offering up their hour of adoration for you. And it's great to know we're supported by each other in the church and in this family. So good. Any kind of questions about some of that? Housekeeping, logistics, things. Okay. All right. Well, let's have our subject tonight. Subject is the Eucharist and the Mass. And, well, there's so many things we could talk about, but if you remember this one thing, and that is what we believe is that Christ, the night before he died, he gave us his body and his blood. He said, do this in remembrance of me. Do this, a command to us to do this always in remembrance of him. And so that's what we carry out every day at this parish. It begins with the Mass, and we come from the Mass, we come to the Mass, we go from the Mass, go to the Mass. It's the Lord's Day on which he rose, Sunday. It's a really center of our week as a Christian. It begins with the Mass. The Christians coming together to worship God, to praise him, to thank him, to adore him, and to receive him into our life in a profound way, which we'll talk about tonight. And that from the earliest moments, the Christians were doing this. We'll see that in Scripture tonight, too. So it goes to the very heart of the faith. In fact, the Catechism we'll read in just a few moments says that it's the source and the summit of the faith. The source, that from which all things flow, and the summit, that which toward all things point, the source and the summit, because it is nothing less than God himself, Jesus Christ. And he's asked us to do this. So we're so fortunate. And this tonight, right now, when we're going through this, we can even be giving thanks right now to learn about this, what God has done for us. If you think about it, and I'll open kind of with this. Say, you're going off to war, and you're not married yet, so say you're in the military and you're going to go off to war, and you're on the tarmac with your spouse there, and you're saying your goodbyes. That'd be a pretty strong moment, emotional moment. And what might you exchange in that moment? Like, hug each other, kiss each other, and what other things might you exchange?
Goodbyes,
yeah. Well, like physically, there might be something you might give.
Dantes.
dog tags, or like a maybe a picture, maybe, you know. And these things would mean a lot to us, right? Very significant, important, right? But after the weeks, the days and the weeks and the months, maybe even years pass by, would those things exchanged satisfy the heart? No, because what's missing?
The actual person.
The actual person. When Christ left this earth on the ascension, he did not abandon us in any way. In fact, he knew the yearnings, the longings of the human heart, that we wouldn't be satisfied with just a memory or maybe a text or maybe a painting, but we need a presence. And our Lord has done this in the Mass. He's given us his presence down through the ages, his real presence. So we'll get to that tonight. So it's the most important sacrament. Last time we talked about sacraments in general, and how many do we have? How many sacraments? We have seven. Yep, very good. We have the sacraments of initiation, which are
baptism,
baptism and
confirmation,
confirmation, and then
First Communion.
yeah, tonight topic, the Eucharist, and then sacraments of healing, which would be anointing the sick, yeah,
Confession.
and then confession, sure, good, and then sacraments of service, two of them,
Holy orders of matrimony.
right, holy orders of matrimony, okay, good. So tonight we're speaking about the sacraments of initiation, and particularly the Eucharist. We know that, you know, after Adam and Eve sinned, right? We come from them, and he's the head of the human race. And now he has lost his friendship with God, and so that cannot be passed on to us. We call that original sin, that we are without something that we need to be able to go to heaven. Our intellect and our will, how we love and how we know the truth, can't approach God, who is truth and love, without being elevated to the ability to see him and to love him, and that was lost. And so we need to recover that. And so we have to be born again into a new family by baptism. And so that's what Christ says, unless you're born again from water, right? That you cannot enter the kingdom of God. Baptism would be necessary for our salvation, to be born again into the family of God, to recover what we lost, and to become heirs of a kingdom. And heirs to eternal life. So this is baptism. At the end of St. Matthew's Gospel, he talks about how the disciples are to go out into the world, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and Son, and Holy Spirit. But when you sign up for the military on day one, are you ready to go out and fight? No. What are you going to need? Training. You're going to need like equipment. You're going to need like orders, maybe. You're going to need like many things, probably more, that you know better than I. And so, you know, God wants to give these things to make you a soldier of Christ. And so he makes you this with confirmation, making you then an ability to testify, to give witness, to spread Christ in the world. So it's a confirmation, giving you gifts of the Holy Spirit. And then the source and the summit, what we arrive to tonight, the Eucharist. The Eucharist. So the Eucharist is a word, comes from Greek in the New Testament. New Testament is written in Greek. And it's a word that means thanksgiving. And the early Christians are there giving thanksgiving. Thanksgiving to God. And we also call it the Mass. So the Mass is the sacrifice of Christ on the cross, brought present on the altar. And we get this word mass from this expression, which comes at the end of the mass. In English, it's go forth the mass is ended. There are different endings to the Mass. You can say go in peace. But so go forth, the Mass is ended. Literally, it comes from the Latin is ite missa est, go.
Misa est. It comes from the Latin mitere. It means to send somebody out. Like, that's how we get the word mission. You know, someone on a mission. It comes from misa, which is the past participle.